This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News is brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting Angela Johnson this weekend. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Now, with that said, I held in my hand two Michigan soft drinks that Michigan Mike dropped off a little bit earlier. Apparently, he'd just been back from there. I don't know if you're drinking soda or not. This grapefruit soda is off the chain.
Nice.
And this one is ginger ale like you've never tasted before.
Awesome.
So, can
I'll
I offer
try
you?
I'll try
them.
Yeah.
I haven't drunk out of those or anything.
Okay.
I just poured those.
Freshly poured.
I just opened
Thank
them for you.
You.
Yeah. Enjoy that.
I will try it.
All right. Stupid news time. Let's get after it. I need that. Okay. Item number one music. Because it involves the great state of Michigan. In fact, it involves something that is uniquely Michigan, if I may. From Petoskey, Michigan. Petoskey is it's a stone. It's actually a fossil. It's
okay.
Only found in this part of the country.
It's
in
the state
Petoskey.
Stone.
It's the state stone, right?
Oh, really?
Petoskey stone, yeah.
Is it like pretty? Is it something that you give a girl on a ring or something?
No, but you can cut it and polish it. And here, I'll show you.
It wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like that.
It's not quite a diamond or something.
Right.
No.
But your state ring.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Enjoy this. Oops. Yeah,
there it is.
It looks like that.
Oh, that's... Yeah, definitely yeah, don't give that to a girl.
It's a nice rock.
Yeah. It's kind of horrible.
Looks like it's got bacteria.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It really does. It looks like it's growing something.
Uniquely
now
that
I see it like that, yeah.
It kind of creased me out.
There you go.
Kind of.
I had that fear of
spores. It's kind of spores.
It looks like spores all over. Yeah, it's true. They're all fossils. You see how they've cut it into the shape of the state of Michigan there?
Oh, so clever.
Yeah, that was... You could buy these everywhere. I gotta look. It's a nightlight. They've cut the state of Michigan out and put it over a nightlight.
So there's shortage of these Petoskey stones.
Oh no, not at all.
Nobody wants them. They're horrible.
They're horrible.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Bad bone marrow looks like up close, but
maybe like
guess,
that heart
yes.
right there.
It kind of creeps me out. Like I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, well, they're kind of 3D. Kind of.
Yeah, it looks like a rock that's gone bad.
Yeah.
If a rock could go bad, you know, like it's
Let's
expired.
Let's just say rocks. Yeah, had a freshness day.
Uh huh.
Why did they make that the state stone?
Because it's only found there. It's a fossil.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's like a dinosaur.
Hey. I'm just surprised you guys both know about it because I wouldn't be that proud to like brag about that
stuff. You have to learn about it in school. It's the state rock, and it's unique to your area, et cetera, et cetera.
It can cause disease. You got to stay away from it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
You
anything
you.
Stone.
Don't eat one.
Right.
Yeah, don't ever eat one.
Anything stone. Yeah. I know about
it. All right. Here we go. So from the city of Petoskey.
Oh, yeah. Stupid news.
Yeah. A man who apparently was high on LSD was arrested after being found completely naked and chasing seagulls through a state park.
I might know this guy. Go on. Is there a name?
He's from Ann Arbor.
Okay, is there an age?
After chasing the seagulls, the man returned to the parking lot where he then dove straight into the pavement completely naked. That's some road rash.
Ouch.
Oh, my.
Oh, road rash state, on your wiener.
Yeah, state police, yeah.
That's horrible.
On a hot day.
Oh.
State police found the fully naked man and tried to arrest him as he began to scream. He eventually was taken to a hospital for his injuries. Injuries he sustained when he dove into the parking lot.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Faces multiple charges. Yeah. Parks and Rec.
Gotta give him credit, though. I mean, nobody's doing the LSD these days. That's not the drug
of choice.
Not like
he is.
So, I mean,
no,
not good for him.
That's probably the reason why no one's doing LSD.
Yeah. Road rash on your junk? Yeah, I'm out.
Just soon you did it all, if you don't mind, Elvis. If you do all the drugs, they won't get in the kids' hands. That'd be good. That's item number one. Road rash on his junk.
Item number two.
Yeah.
Parents and children at a school found out the hard way after one mother admitted to using her own breast milk and brownies that she was selling at a school bake sale.
Okay. Mama. All right. Really? Come on, man.
She wrote on Facebook, I made brownies for my school bake sale that had breast milk in them. I didn't have time to run to the store and didn't think it would be that big of a deal. Some of these kids could use the nutrition, to be honest. One of the other moms...
Okay.
It's secret, not up to you,
secret
you weird
freak
lady.
Show. Yeah. Yes.
One of the other moms found out and are blowing it way out of proportion. I don't know what to do. Her post resulted in major backlash. She got more than 200 angry comments in just half an hour. Yeah. It quickly was picked up by a popular page, Sanctimommy, where they took a screenshot and obscured the woman's identity before posting it. One person said, let us spare a moment of silence for the children of Booby Crocker.
Booby Crocker. Pills Booby. Same thing, yes.
Far more were angered, though, by the mother's decision to sneakily use breast milk without telling anyone. One person writing, honestly, this is actually a damn near criminal offense. Breast milk, like blood or semen, carries diseases, which is why legit donation services screen the milk before passing it along to moms and their babies. Secretly feeding children that aren't yours baked goods with your bodily fluids in them is gross, shady, and borderline psychotic.
It may, in fact, be illegal.
Yeah, according to the USDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, you should never feed your baby or anyone else unscreened breast milk obtained through strangers or through the internet.
There's a huge there's a huge market for selling breast milk online. Huge market for it. If you have extra, people will buy it off you. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's all over the place. Easy to find.
Well, they do donations at CHKD. So,
I'm trying to figure out, and I'm looking for brownie mix recipes. Yeah. How much milk goes into a brownie?
A half cup.
You know, you think?
Something like that,
If you made brownies, because the brownie mix doesn't even use milk. The brownie milk uses oil, water.
An egg.
And eggs. Yeah. So I don't see milk anywhere, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what are you forcing into this? You sick bitch.
Yeah, right? And like, you don't
have
enough
time wrong with you?
To go to the store
eggs.
And get some
milk? I'm not seeing milk anywhere in these recipes. This is an actual, this is one not even from a box that doesn't have milk. What's going on, guys? Hey, I was short on water, so I used urine. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no.
They say it's sterile coming right out of the wiener.
Right, it cooks out. I mean,
did you like that brownie?
Yeah.
All right, well,
hey.
It's totally full of...
I just substitute any bodily fluid I have around the house.
You like it budgy?
That's
gross.
Yeah, do you like them dry or do you like them kind of moist?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've looked at about six of them now, and I haven't seen one single one with milk in it.
Yeah, is that weird?
Yeah. Including Catherine Hepburn's brownie recipe.
Yeah, well, you can't believe the fluids she put in there. Most of them are from Spencer Tracy. Finally, this. This is an amazing story, you guys. A guy in Cary, North Carolina, who was looking for a work truck on eBay, bought a 1980s era FBI surveillance van.
Cool.
Yeah. And turned right around and sold it and made a ton of money on it because it was equipped still. It still had all the cameras and microphones and everything in it. Guy said he originally found the 1989 Dodge Ram 350, which he says was used in FBI investigations. He found it for sale on a government auction website. The back of the van has features like a toilet, extra 12-volt vehicle batteries, TV monitors, video recording equipment. It was all still in there.
Nice.
This is like that thing where you can buy government Jeeps for just $5.
You're right.
Yeah.
He said there are microphones hidden all over the exterior of the vehicle. So you just park it near people that are being surveilled. And then you hide in the back.
Dude, that would be so fun.
Bro! Yeah, he said there were handcuffs, binoculars, even leftover video from an old FBI stakeout. That he may have to surrender.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Several small pinholes in the vehicle where cameras can peer outside without anybody noticing it. It has everything you need to get the investigation done. The auction, he had now put it up on eBay for auction. Yeah, he bought it from a government website. He's now auctioning it off. And the auction was up to $15,000 on Saturday.
Wow.
It ends, let's see here. I guess it ends today, so we'll find out what he got for it tomorrow. So far, by the way, he says he's not contacted the FBI about the van.
Yeah, well, now that's made the news.
It sounds like somebody at the FBI forgot to do their job and gut that thing.
Strip it.
Yeah.
Before it went to auction, yeah. Yeah, so, hey, you know what? I like Betamax. You?
Yeah.
At least I got a place to watch it now because there's about 28 monitors in this beast.
Right.
Isn't that wild? It really happens.
Really kind of cool.
Really happens, yeah. It's like Starsky and Hutch or something. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.